Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Network podcast. My name is Cole Felton.
And I'm Neville DeGina. We're going to be talking about the playoffs and up to this NFC-AFC championship about to happen this weekend.
Let's start off with the 49ers and Seahawks in their wild card matchup. Of course, it looked like even before this game was even played that it was going to be possibly a blowout for the 49ers to win this one. Brock Purdy played an amazing game. It's starting to look like he might even be the starter come next season. And the Seahawks definitely exceeded expectations. They're going to have like a top 10 draft pick while also making the playoffs. So I think that's pretty huge for them.
Yeah, you can't really blame the Seahawks whenever looking at the 49ers defense. Like they are pretty stacked at the moment, and they're looking good going into the NFC championship round.
Yeah, the 49ers are one of the most stacked teams in the NFL right now. Next, we'll go over to the spectacular wild card game, probably the game of the week at that point, the Jaguars and Chargers. The Chargers up 27-0 at one point in the first half. And Trevor Lawrence throwing four interceptions, not playing too great at that point. But then I'm guessing something was said during halftime, and Trevor Lawrence went and played like we saw in college when he – and they ended up coming back and winning 31-30. And I think this is another huge, like, exceeding of expectations for the Jaguars. Doug Peterson really helped the Jaguars improve and helped Trevor Lawrence develop. And
yeah,
he's looking like he's going to be a quality starter for the Jaguars.
And that game was kind of a battle of, like, the two rookies, new guys, you know, battle of the,
well,
the good
Justin
hair,
Herbert isn't
everything.
A rookie, but... And a lot of people are putting the blame on Justin Herbert, but I think it's really just the coaching, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was definitely a good game to watch.
It was definitely a good game.
The next one, which was closer than what I expected personally, was Dolphins and Bills, which kind of got way too close, kind of had me on the edge of my seat watching that game.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot closer than it should have been in most people's eyes, you know, with the Dolphins not having to... they're down to their third string quarterback. We expected this to be a blowout for the Bills. I guess it was kind of nerve-wracking for most Bills fans because if they barely won that game, how are they going to do against their next opponent? And we'll talk about that later.
Spoiler alert, they did lose. But next game was Giants and Vikings, which also was another shocker with Giants winning. I had the Vikings going all the way to the Super Bowl for me. I was kind of hoping for that to turn out differently, but...
Well, I honestly, when it came to that game, I definitely had the Giants winning because Brian Daboll, the Giants head coach, has definitely improved the Giants. They have had definitely an exceeding of expectations. Daniel Jones finally looks like a decent quarterback in a good system. He became the first player in NFL history to... pass for 300 yards and pass for two touchdowns and one rushing touchdown in a wild card game. And Saquon Barkley also had a great year, got two touchdowns in that game. And in my opinion, the Vikings were the biggest overachievers of the NFL season, the only 13-win team in NFL history with a negative point differential going into that game. I knew it was going to be a close game, but plus that final play was a little controversial for the Vikings.
Yeah, no comment. But
next, we have the Bengals versus the Ravens, which was another close game. But I think the big piece of this is that the Ravens have an offense strictly based around Lamar Jackson, and when they don't have him, it tends to struggle a lot. I mean, Tyler Huntley can play as close to Lamar Jackson as he can, but he's not going to be Lamar Jackson, and I think this is why the Ravens need to pay him a bag, like a bunch of money, because if they don't, somebody will.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson is just too talented to go unpaid. So.
And then the next game, another sort of blowout game that was kind of expected with the Buccaneers season, but Cowboys and Buccaneers won. And that kind of broke what was it, Tom Brady's 7-0 streak against the Cowboys, I think it was?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the exact numbers, but honestly, I think most people didn't know how to feel about this game because, you know, Tom Brady always seemed to turn it up in the playoffs when they needed it most. And the Cowboys, you know, with their kicker, Brett Maher, missing 4 extra points, it's kind of surprising that the game ended the way it did with the final score it did. But I guess this definitely showed that the Cowboys were ready to play for at least that week.
So. Yeah. And then going into the divisional round now, Jaguars and Chiefs, which was actually somewhat of a close game. I was expecting Chiefs to absolutely dominate them, but they only won by 1 touchdown. So,
and if I have to say, this definitely was with Patrick Mahomes having to leave for some time in the game, this could be a concern for the upcoming AFC Championship game. But Chad Henne coming out to be an emergency QB played pretty well. I think he's always a good backup. I mean, we saw it when he did against the Browns. What was it, last year? Or 2 years ago? I don't remember which. And the Jaguars, honestly, to be able to keep pace with the Chiefs for the most part, I think is a test to how bright of a future that they have. Next, we'll move on to the Eagles and Giants, which probably one of the, I think, the biggest blowout of the entire playoffs up to this point. The Eagles absolutely destroying the Giants. And I think this was kind of expected. I mean, Jalen Hurts, even after coming off the injury, had like a few weeks